Yes, this means war. We are in the final battle in so many ways. Christy Lee filling in for Harrison Smith today again, spending time with his beautiful baby. We need a Patriot baby surge. Make babies great again. This is potentially my last show. I feel like that every time I come on here. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's coming down the pike. We know, obviously, the InfoWars enemies. Especially today, I feel like this, you know what? This could be my last show. So we need some great Christian hairband rock to open the show. So thank you for the crew for allowing me to open the show with some Petra. Have you ever heard of Petra? I grew up on Petra. I love Petra. They actually did a final tour this year. And of course, I found out about it after they had come through. So, yes, but I love that song. This means war. It gets you pumped up. We're in a spiritual battle, but we know who the winner is. We do. And that's why my scripture of the day is from Ephesians 6:10. And, you know, this is a long one, so I'm not going to do the whole thing. Just the first four verses. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, certainly feels like it's here, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. And I know that Alex Jones, who obviously many of you are a fan of, is standing his ground. He continues to stand. He continues to fight. And, you know, we pray over him and pray that hedge of protection over him, and that he continues to stand and be impressed by the love of God and led by the love of God. And so hopefully that's just pumps you up for the day as you think of that. And, you know, go back, read that whole thing about what those elements of the spiritual armor of God are: helmet of salvation, belt of truth, which is why I'm here, which is why I left the Lion Legacy Media, and get fired up. We have a great show today, God willing. Lord, allow this today to be a great impressionable show. All in his hands, I give him all of the glory. We have Kathy Barnett, who is also another Christ-loving woman. She is the former senior advisor to the Vivek Ramaswamy presidential campaign, former Senate candidate against Dr. Oz. And she has so much to share. It could go in a million different directions, but she is also someone that became awakened to who Alex is. So we're going to be sharing a little clip of that coming up here shortly. We have AJ Rice, arguably the GOAT of PR in this Christian conservative sphere. So he has worked with all of the big names and can shed some light on that, as well as his new book. And so looking forward to that. We're, of course, going to give you the latest updates of what we know as far as the weather warfare with these hurricanes, the latest in election news, and so much more. But I really want to encourage your calls today throughout the show. Again, because this could be my last show ever. I hope it's not. We just don't know. I'm feeling very reflective and nostalgic, and I want to hear from you, you know, when you came over, when you got red-pilled, when you got turned on to InfoWars, what you love about Alex, what you see coming down the pike. Let's take a moment to be grateful and to think about that, so you can call throughout the show. My favorite part of coming on is connecting with you. So stay tuned, and so much in store ahead.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
It's Friday, October 11th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We are kind of, well, I am. I'm being reflective today because, again, I don't know when my last show will ever be. This could be it. I'm not sure. But we have an exciting guest, Kathy Barnett. I've been listening to some of her podcasts, and just a lot of what she has been saying has really touched my heart. And I got to have a good conversation with her the other day and pray with her. And it's just so amazing how God puts certain people on your heart to reach out to and talk to. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to Kathy. She's the former senior advisor to Vivek Ramaswamy. So many contributions, such an incredible story. And, you know, we prayed together, and it's just interesting that I asked her, you know, I like it or not, when I ask people like, hey, are you willing to come on InfoWars? Like, I know that that can be polarizing for some people. And she's like, oh yeah, absolutely. And she's like, but I will admit that I, like many others, had my original thoughts. And so it just was fascinating to me that I had thought to invite her, and she's coming on in the next hour. And she had just met Alex Jones for the first time at the Tucker Carlson event, and she posted a video of that interaction, which I'm going to share with you, that went viral. But she was humble enough to admit that she didn't think she liked him at first. And so I want to share with you this video, and I'll talk more about it on the other side. Watch this.
I even knew much about you. What I knew is that I was told I shouldn't like you. I don't even know why I shouldn't like you. And this is before I knew you and started listening to you. But what I knew was you shouldn't like him.
Absolutely.
Without even knowing why. And now I see that they're using that weapon so that I don't get to talk to you, don't get to hear what you have to say. But I found that to be very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, 30 years ago, I was one of the only people prominently exposed to the whole levels, you know, world government thing. So they just picked me out for destruction early and tried to inoculate people psychologically that I was bad. And they lied about stuff I said. It took them out of context. That's what it was. But and that's why I'm glad we kind of fought back with people that actually hear what we're actually covering. It's people can see everything we're covering is actually happening in front of them. So.
But why is it so effective? Even today, I see, and not just from what we may say, the left, but it looks like people from my side of the aisle as well, that they use it when they don't want someone to hear what someone has to say.
Yeah, that's just information control.
Like, you can't talk to them. If you talk to them, then you're them, right?
Yeah. Well, they tried that with Trump, too, but he's broken through.
I love that.
Well, I appreciate you, ladies.
Well,
look forward to seeing you guys tonight.
Yes, and I can admit that I myself had my preconceived notions of what kind of person Alex was. I was in the traditional news media world, which now I call the regime media. And my mother would send me all these things from InfoWars, be like, you need to talk about this on the evening news tonight. And I'm like, Mom, I can't talk about that. Like, how does that relate to other things that I'm covering about? But she was relentless in wanting me to broaden my horizons of what I was looking into. And, you know, meeting Alex for the first time, it just really blew my mind that he's totally different than what the narrative is about him. And I think it's a good lesson that even those of us that think that we're immune to propaganda and influence can be being influenced without even knowing it. So again, because this potentially could be my last show ever, I thought of this morning. You know, I'm like, man, you know, I am so lucky to have been raised by Christian parents that had an open mind that encouraged discernment. And it wasn't always easy hearing that, you know, we could expect the end of the world at any time growing up. You know, the world could be ending tomorrow. I know that my mom will think that's funny, but I was thinking this morning, you know, my mom has been an OG fan for decades of Alex Jones. I'm like, it would be fun, you know, in light of everything that's going on to get her to come on, because I don't think she's ever called in to InfoWars, but she's been loyal and dedicated. And like I said, encouraging me to look beyond the headlines. And so I really owe that to her. So we actually have my mama on the line. I'm so excited to talk to you, Mom. And I probably don't tell you enough how proud I am of you and inspirational. Sorry. Both Papa, that's what I call my dad, has inspired me and my mom, but they're warriors. They're fighters, like I see Alex doing. And that's why I think that it just endears me even more to Alex, is because, you know, I've seen firsthand my parents fight against evil and corruption. And you know, like I said, jokingly before, it wasn't always easy hearing that perspective growing up, you know, that the world could be ending soon. And oh my gosh, Bill Clinton just got elected. Everything's going to go corrupt. But I do appreciate just the encouragement to always have an open mind and think beyond what the world is telling us. So thank you for coming on, Mama.
Hi.
I know you would never come on, call in yourself, but I just wanted to know what caused you to ever be attracted to listening to Alex and tuning in years and years ago.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the background is important. I was born in 1952, so I was a teenager in the 60s, and a very, very pivotal decade. Because you'll see the assassinations and the counterculture arising, shooting of Kent State, during protests at Ohio, in Ohio. That was very impactful. By the time 1970, I got married. My husband was raised Lutheran. I was basically raised as an atheist. At that time, we were seeing, a lot of things were going on. The Jesus People movement started, and also plus the fact that my husband was at a state college that we could see was really pushing some pretty weird values. So it was kind of a combination of all those things coming together. And, you know, being counterculture, I think we're the last generation that has really truly been counterculture. So I don't know what happened to a lot of us. I think a lot of us prospered and kind of lost the way, you know, and have become conformist. And subsequently, a lot of the children today are very conformist. That's the push of the education and so on. So, you know, I could see as I was introduced to Christianity that prophetically we were seeing all these alignments. The only thing is everything has taken a lot longer than I ever would have thought. But so subsequently, I don't remember who it was. Somebody gave me the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And that really started me off on a path. I was getting, you know, ordering books from all kinds of things. I studied creation science, and I was looking at alternatives for education for you kids, because I didn't want you brainwashed into the system. I wanted you to be able to think independently. So that was kind of a combination of things. So I'm thinking that I actually started listening to Alex Jones 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, he would have been in his 20s, very early in his beginning, and I was in my 40s. Mm-hmm. And then I read that he was also influenced by that book, which really, really locked me into kind of the kindred spirit that I felt like we had. And, yes, I have been loyal all these years, and because of Alex, I found many other people that I follow as well on a very regular basis. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at. Now we're seeing, the full-out end game here. And in fact, that was another one of when he had those theories.
You just name-dropped another thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that series of films that he produced were so stunningly accurate, and people didn't want to believe it. And you're right. You know, when Clinton came in, I felt like it was the beginning of the end, which in many ways it was, especially when you see how Hillary is talking now. They want to crush free speech. They want to prosecute you for having misleading opinions, which I just watched Tulsi Gabbard the other day do a wonderful testimony before the committee that's studying this weaponization of government, who put it so well that, you know, then that makes them the arbiter of truth.
Yeah,
now, if you're going to have the government telling you what to think, they're the arbiter of truth. So I'll tell you, I have been praying for years that God will never shut down these alternative sites, because it's the only way we'll have information. So then, you know, the incident of Elon Musk, a very unlikely partner, I think, in this battle, he had to get involved because he was being attacked.
Yeah.
You know, he was starting to feel the sting of this government interference. They can use all these agencies against you. And so that's kind of it. I think that I know I'd gotten some teaching from a ministry that gave this great analogy, and I just love this, you know, that we are in the times that are great and terrible. We're seeing terrible things happen, mm-hmm. like these hurricanes, but we're seeing incredibly beautiful things with volunteers like we've never seen before, you know, people coming together, helping people. So, and there's revivals on campuses. So it's a very strange time. It's great mm-hmm. and terrible. But the teaching was out of Texas that the bison run into a storm when they see it coming. Mm. The cows run away. I like to think that we're all bisons. <You know? laughs> And we're going to run into the storm, and there's going to be something great coming out of this. I just watched Line in the Sand last night on Tucker Carlson Network. Mm-hmm. So this was a great thing, you know, the Tucker Carlson Network. And I think that's going to really prosper as well. So it ain't over. It's going to be maybe another chapter, but it's going to be great. And we have to hold on to that. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. No, you're just doing okay. So good. People are going to be like, man, why isn't her mom is sitting in there instead? Daughter. But just to wrap up with you, I mean, you know, you sometimes tell me, like, try and tell Alex this or that. You know, what kind of message, sorry to put you on the spot, what kind of message would you want to get to him right now?
Well, I think he's even said it himself. We have to hold on to hope. And it's one of the things the Bible defines as great, you know, love, hope. You know, we need to hold on to those things, no matter how bad we see it getting. And it's very bad, but it's causing people to really commit. You know, this is the line in the sand. Are we going to commit or not? And I think, you know, particularly with Tucker Carlson, you could have said, oh, that was bad, they fired him. And yet it's turned out to be a great thing. You know, we had a similar situation in our own lives where something very bad happened to us, and we didn't like it at the time, but it ended up being great in many ways. So it ain't over, you know, and it's not over. He definitely is the pioneer of alternative media, and people, you know, like yourself and this younger generation is rising up. I'm pleased to hear that Generation X, I think it's X, can't keep track, yeah. But they're starting to get a little counterculture, which is exciting, because at some point things get so bad that people begin to question, is this really the way to go? But I'll leave with this. One of the things I've got from another homeschooler as I was involved with that was to teach your kids. I think this is so important. When they're in school and they're being taught things, to have three questions in mind. What do you mean by what you just said? How do you know? And so what? So what are the ramifications of what you're saying? Climate change would be a good one. Mm-hmm. Is the climate changing? What do you mean exactly? Really define that. What do you mean? Climate is a long period thing. It's not mm-hmm. weather. And how do you know? They're ignoring 2,000, you know, scientists that are specialists in solar activity. They're ignoring that. And then what are the ramifications? Oh, we're going to spend $5 trillion to fix the climate, which is totally absurd, you know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, you got to get people thinking. This has been the most non-thinking education system because they push conformity, and they also, thanks to the Great Society, they really created the stratification of age groups so that the young generation doesn't benefit from what older people have learned. Yes. You've got to try to learn what older people have learned because we've paid a price for what we know.
Yes.
And so young people can't ignore that. And it's the death of the family. I mean, that certainly contributed to this. But so I would say I'm excited. I'm going to keep praying that something really great, you know, will come out of this. It's not over.
Yeah.
It's really just beginning.
Yes.
And it may get pretty bad. You know, listening to Michael Yon, for example. You know, who talks about, you know, that he's been all over the world, and we look like a nation that's ripe for civil war. This is a horrible, scary thought, but after watching that line in the sand, boy, everybody's got to see that. You know, and right now it's like $72 a year to join Tucker Carlson. This would be the best money you ever spent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a good thing, and who knows where that will expand.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Mama, for coming on. I hope this isn't my last show or my last involvement with InfoWars. But I just wanted to make sure I got that in because you've been a big influence in why I'm sitting here today. So great message. Thank you, Mom. And enjoy the rest of your day. Call you later.
Yes. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I'll call you on my sat phone.
Oh, yes. We'll call each other on our sat phones. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Yes. Bye. Preparedness was always taught as well. But I love that she reminded me of something that I'm one of three that we were told all growing up is that when we were in different situations, you know, we were encouraged to critically think. And I would pass that along to any other family and hopefully remind myself to pass it on to my own kids, asking those three questions of what do you mean? How do you know? And so what? In any classroom setting, in any conversation, it can really help clarify things and also inspire your own critical thinking. So such a good message there. What do you mean? How do you know? And so what? So like I said, if you have a story that you want to share, like my mama just did, as far as like how, you know, she was awakened and why this appealed to her and her hope for the future, then call in today, 1-877-789-2539. I'll try and take calls throughout the show as I cover other news. But it's been a wild ride. That's for sure. But everything happens for a reason. And I'm glad her message was positive there that, you know, this is the line in the sand, step up. But we have hope. We have hope in Jesus. And who knows what amazing thing will come out of this. It could get worse before it gets better, but we always have hope. All right. So I think to that end, since we're talking about the involvement of Christianity, how all this ties together, you know, I saw just early this morning shared, and maybe many of you might have seen it. We're learning that there's this huge mass of voters that has been not voting, the Christians. And so that's where that propaganda line of, Trump said this would be the last time you have to vote. And he clarified that in a recent podcast saying like, no, Christians, for some reason, a large mass of them don't vote. And I'm saying like, this is such an important election that please vote this time. And then, you know, the other elections might not matter as much as this one does. And so he clarified that in saying that. And, you know, I know that there's this big sect of Christians that's saying, I can't vote for Trump. He has gotten too wishy-washy on the abortion stance, you know, and all of that. And so this was a really good sermon that just talking about, you know, maybe reconsider that as a Christian, what your responsibility is in this election. So let's play as much as we can of that as we head into the next segment, starting at, you know, the 1 minute mark.
The Democratic Party is a demonic death cult under the power and influence of Satan. Hold on. No, I'll explain why I say hold on. To vote for the Democrats is to vote for a platform that is building their platform upon everything God hates. the mutilation of bodies, the annihilation of babies in the womb, and the sexualization of your children. That is their calling card. That is what they want to do. They don't hide that. They have abortion facilities outside of the Democratic Convention. This is who they are. It's the most radical party in our country's history. So I don't see how you could be a Christian and vote for a party who promotes everything that God hates. That's the first thing. Secondly, you have a responsibility and privilege to vote for the option that best stems the tide of evil. I want you to also understand that there are no perfect candidates in this election. They're both broken people. But one of them presents a far better option at the preservation of life and the upholding of the family than the other. A failure to vote is a failure to express our gratitude to the men and women that have died for our country and given us the freedom that we have today. It's also a failure to, I believe, obey the calling that we have to uphold the righteousness in our land. You don't have to like the personality. You just vote for the best option between the policies. And one of them is far less worse than the other. I think that's obvious. And a vote, just in general, it comes from the Latin word votum, which means to make a choice. You're not voting for a pastor. You're voting for a guy that, as best we have as an option, upholds righteousness in the land. Number three, and this is why I said hold on, because there are certain people that are going to amen the political thing, but I also want the amens just to be as loud as when I say this. Our hope is not in a political party. Who is in the White House is far less important than who is on the throne in heaven. And I want you to also understand, because I've watched some videos this week that contradict this idea, the advancement of the gospel isn't reliant a single ounce upon who is president. I want you to understand that where Christianity spreads the fastest and the farthest are in the nations that are persecuted the most. Not where there's the most religious freedom. The reason our world is crumbling, the reason we're under the judgment of God, is because we've turned our back on God. And if you want to see political reform, you need to see a spiritual revival. It's not the other way around. You don't pursue political reform so that there can be a spiritual revival. So when people say things like, we need to get this guy in office and then there will be a spiritual revival in our land, no, there won't be. No, there won't be. That's not the way it works, and that's never been the way it works. Number four. We should speak out against the evil of our day, but you should never turn the mission field into your enemy. You can call out the policies, call out the issues. I can speak against the horrors of abortion. Makes God weep. The trans agenda, whatever it may be, I have a heart for those people. And you ought to have a heart for them. And you can get riled up on Twitter and you can live in your insulated bubble and start looking at them. No, that's why you're here. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand what your mission is as a Christian. Number five, if you are more likely to promote your political views than you are to proclaim Jesus Christ, if people know you more for being a Republican than they do for being a Christ follower, your priorities are way out of whack. So I disappointed both people, right? So like that's where we're at today. But I want you to understand those truths. You should go vote. And it's not a difficult decision for me. But I also want to, but then I also want you to know that our hope is not in who's in
all right,
office.
We have so much more coming.
There's
up.
Bitches on both sides.
Good message there. And we're going to be hearing from Kathy Barnett in the next hour, going to cover some news after this.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
globalistsmartlife.com.
Here's your chance to keep my broadcast, which the globalists absolutely hate, which is devastating them, on the air and empower your body, your overall health, your immune system, your mental clarity. Now, anybody that knows about supplements and what is the most popular stuff out there knows that Irish sea moss has compounds in it that make it arguably the greatest superfood out there. It's got one of the best bioavailable forms of iodine in it. It's got all these key minerals, all of these key vitamins, and a bunch of other what they call ring structures involved in it that help the vitamins and minerals and other compounds like iodine get directly into your cells. So you want to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this incredible sea moss product that is called Alex Jones's Ultimate Sea Moss. You will immediately feel the energy and the mental clarity. And within a few weeks, the iodine in your cells really starts to kick in, and that's when you feel the real benefits. There's also some other great supplements on the site, and there's also amazing t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps that have the message of liberty, InfoWars, Alex Jones, President Trump. All of these messages support and promote freedom and exercise your First Amendment in the face of the leftist tyrants that want to silence all of us. So it is a 360 win to keep my broadcast on the air one way or another when you go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Ultimate Sea Moss and some of the other products that are there. I can't do this without your help. I try to bring you products that I know are really going to work, so you'll love them, so you'll come back and get them again and again. I will never give up. I will never sell out. I will never back down. But we could give out without your support. Look, the globalists with all their big fake lawsuits and rig courts openly told me, stop promoting the Second Amendment, stop promoting Trump, we'll drop all this. They literally think that I will buckle to them, that I will bow to them, that I will give in to them. I will never do that. I will never sell out. It's impossible. Can't even think about it. But I could give out, as I keep saying. So please keep us on the air. We have broken so many huge stories. We've exposed the poison shots, the open borders, the globalist pedophile rings, the World War III situation. Almost everybody I interview that's prominently fighting the New World Order now says I woke them up. People like Tucker Carlson.
Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
So the show has been a devastating weapon against the New World Order. But it cannot continue on, no matter what happens to InfoWars here in the next few weeks, without your support. So please make the decision now to keep me on air and to keep the crew working and to keep the special reports coming out by going to the alexjonesstore.com and getting the Ultimate Sea Moss, getting t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, new designs being added, limited edition, super high quality at the alexjonesstore.com. Again, I humbly thank you for all your support, and I ask you to please keep me in the game. Make the decision now to go to the alexjonesstore.com, and God bless you all.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
To my InfoWars family. So good to be spending time with you. Got to share my family, my mama, with you a little bit earlier, so you'll have to go back and watch if you missed. But she did so good. She would never call in on her own. She's too humble for that, but made her call in, and that was fun. That was a treat for me. So during the break, we're hearing from a caller, actually, again, as long as we're talking about this caller family, and I am going to dive into some weather warfare news here in a moment. But I wanted to take this call that we heard from and during the break. Andrew in Missouri, I was just doing a show basically about government overreach, how we're being harassed by our own, government, sometimes federal agents, sometimes in your case, you're saying police, and you're saying that your story is being suppressed. So tell us what happened, Andrew.
Well, what's happened is I've been protesting the city council here because they don't have all the correct paperwork and everything. And they're playing with people's money, and they don't have any right to do that. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's been fraud on the county that I've been pointing out, and I've been protesting the city council. I released like a video after, so I did an interview with a man because, I had sued them because I pulled the police chief aside because I asked him if your office, I'm sorry, I'm all jumbled up. Give me a second. I'm calming down.
Take a deep breath, Andrew. So basically you were giving the city council a hard time, and then you had a confrontation. So just take us through that.
Yes. And the confrontation, so I've met this officer before. He was actually called to remove me from one of the mayor's legal city council special meetings or whatever. I was doing an active fact check, and the mayor didn't like that, so he called the cops in. And then shortly after this happened, I left halfway through it because my wife had called me. And I didn't leave because the cops made me, but they were kind of ignorant to begin with. And then from then on, I've just been at city council meetings and I've been kind of outing them. So last time, before all this, I outed them on camera. I showed that they didn't have any O's bonds. None of it was notarized. None of their O's were notarized. There was a notary that signed it, but she didn't sign it or stamp it as a notary. It wasn't recorded on the county record like it was supposed to be. There's a whole list of paperwork that just wasn't done. And I'm just finding all this stuff. And I found out that there's like fraudulent stuff going on with the housing market. And these banks are just coming in and like quick claiming property from like dead people and just grabbing stuff and selling it because they can because there's no rightful heirs or anything. And on top of that, they're just trying to tax people out of their houses and a whole list of other stuff.
So basically, we're watching some video right now of this this confrontation with the officers. They're being very aggressive with you. It looks like your wife is her head is out the door, and you had children in the car. And so this was all very scary for your children. And you feel like this is retaliation because you were trying to blow the whistle on some corruption that was happening in your city, correct?
Oh, and human trafficking going through the archdiocese, actually. What really pissed me off was the Christian radio stations spitting lies, complaining about me editing the video, but they edit the sound to where it sounds incriminating, and then they ask a police chief from a different county questions, and they don't even ask the police chief from here. The report that the press release that they put out was the officer's two lying reports put together and like generated by an AI and just regurgitated, which if you read the report and you watch the video, they're two separate things.
Okay. And so do you plan on taking any legal action for the aggressive?
I've been trying to find a lawyer. I've been denied for any sort of representation.
Now, you had mentioned media suppression, but we're watching the news coverage. Are you saying that you just don't feel...
It's half and half right now. So some people have done the research and watched all the way through the video. Some people have just, like, regurgitated some BS. And it's a weird split, and it's happening, it's an odd happening.
We posted the videos because we got... Sorry, I'm the wife.
Go ahead.
We posted the videos because my case was dismissed. They could not find evidence to charge me. They came up to the vehicle after they had taken him to the back, and they told me they were just sick of me is why I was under arrest. I didn't know that was a new law, code, or statute.
Yeah.
And they yanked me from the vehicle, and when they yanked me from the vehicle, I went flying from it, and my head hit the pavement, and I went fully unconscious. They actually had to perform a sternal rub.
Yeah.
And you can hear my daughter blood curdle scream.
My
in
daughter
the video.
Knows my wife was unconscious before the cops.
Well, I mean, if you were a different color, we'd probably be seeing this national news, but because you're white, who cares about you, right?
And
I've heard that over and over
again. And
we
have heard that too.
It is so sad.
My babies are traumatized. One's in trauma therapy currently, the other one's on a waiting list. And my husband has autism, ADHD, and is epileptic. And I now have, there goes the stuttering, sorry, brain issues and damage done from this. And we're in a bad situation, and the cops are trying to cover their tail because they didn't think we'd post the video, and
They were telling us not to do anything. You can't do anything. All your rights.
This is not the first time this officer has done this to people. There are people outpouring and crying out to us that he has brutalized people like this before. He actually struck my daughter in the face while reaching to try to get me.
Jeez. Well, I'm sorry that you went through that, and I hope that you do get the attorney help that you need. Folks, you can share this out yourself and try and help them with getting the word out. But thank you for your phone call. Just want to comment on that we unfortunately have to expect these things to happen now, especially if we're becoming an enemy of our city by blowing the whistle on things as they shared. And so, you know, thankfully we do have our own resource, as far as like you saw in the video that she was able to film her own and document things on her cell phone herself. But it breaks my heart that the kids had to see that and that there are seemingly repercussions for blowing the whistle on government officials. And unfortunately, we need to expect more of this. We need to kind of plan ahead on, if we're in our own situations like this, what can we do to minimize the trauma and effect that could happen, and just be prepared for all circumstances. Thankfully, they are alive, because, you know, these things can turn really sour really quickly. So thank you for your phone call and reaching out, and, you know, try and share their story. This is Aaliyah and Andrew Menson. And as usual, you know, they're saying that the media is not necessarily representing the facts correctly. I see some of your calls coming in, and I am going to get back to them, but I do want to cover a bit of news, particularly what's happening with the hurricanes and the weather situations that are going on. Ultimately, there are probably way more people that have lost their lives from this than we know. I mean, speaking of media manipulation and minimization, we've seen that not only are they minimizing the loss of life and the hardship that is coming from these storms, but they're mocking people who are trying to sound the alarm, like, hey, this isn't normal. You know, hurricanes don't normally ramp up and change course and, you know, all over. And they're actively trying to minimize any suggestion that there could be some weather control manipulation, as well as, you know, the effects of what's happening. So, you know, the latest, and this is changing all the time, as far as what's happening in Florida, 15 now dead, millions without power. I was listening, you know, my mom was talking earlier about all the amazing people we've been introduced to by listening to Alex Jones, and Mike Adams is one of them. I was listening to him as well earlier this morning, talking about how not only are these people without power in Florida, and many dead, but there's plans to keep people from coming back. You know, this is part of a larger conspiracy to create these 15-minute cities and, you know, more lethal, aggressive actions from officials, you know, National Guard, et cetera, that they'll call in. But we'll keep an eye on that. And then the Convention of States president said exactly what should happen. We need to start shrinking the size of government, in particular these failed federal agencies. He said, Convention of States President Mark Meckler said that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, should not exist, and that natural disaster matters should be left up to individual states. He says we don't need it. We shouldn't have it. $650 million on grants to nonprofits and local authorities that resettle and aid illegal immigrants so far. You know, Secretary Mayorkas told reporters earlier this month that FEMA does not have adequate funds to manage disaster relief, which is what they're supposed to be there for. FEMA was intended to do this on a national basis. It's never lived up to its mandate, and I would argue that it never will. So what we ought to do is take all that money that FEMA wastes, essentially, that we now see also that they're using for housing legal migrants and things like that. We ought to just block grant all that money back to the states. And absolutely, because we see that the only true help that these folks are getting are from private citizens and the work of the local governments there. So that is absolutely right. But they're thinking, and this was another thing that's been being talked about, that the aggressive talking about how horrible and the climate change, you know, that has caused these hurricanes. It's all to declare what? Another emergency. So we had the COVID emergency, which allowed them to grab onto powers. Now they're like, well, you know, maybe people aren't ready for another pandemic emergency because of all the lies that we're exposed to now. So maybe we could go this another route and make a climate emergency. And as this article from Liberty Daily breaks down, national climate emergency would give Biden 130 wartime-like powers. These people are desperate. They are trying to grasp at anything to control us and also to influence this election that they're losing the grip of. And so I wouldn't doubt it that they're going to try and move forward with some kind of a climate emergency, giving them these extra powers and maybe rationalizing other opportunities to perhaps mandate mail-ins, who knows, because we can't be using gas at this time. We're going to need it for this crisis. Never let a crisis go to waste. Essentially allows the administration to avoid the checks and balances built into our country's legislative branch and can even give president the access to funds from the Treasury to deal with the so-called emergency. So again, that's an article from the Liberty Daily that breaks down last minute power grab. We don't know if we can pull off another pandemic emergency. So let's try a climate emergency. So again, the question is, where is FEMA? What is the point of FEMA? Here's a quick video that exemplifies, you know, what we're looking at. Video 3. No FEMA anywhere in sight. These are all just private citizens trying to help with the address all of the destruction that they're seeing. You know, they are trying, like I said, to push this climate change. DeSantis does an excellent job at pushing back on that narrative. If you haven't seen it yet, this is an excellent take from DeSantis, who knows all too well the path they're trying to lead him down. And so watch how he handles it.
Speaking of history, sir, how many storms formed as rapidly as they have between Helena and Milton?
Oh, I mean, I think most people remember 2004, right? Where we had seemed like you had them every other week in 2004. Then there's also time period, you know, we had from 2006 to 16, we had no hurricanes at all in Florida. There's also been times where we had a lot. The 1940s, we were getting hit a lot. You know, now more recently, we've had a spate of more. So that's just kind of the nature of it. But this really does. It has a lot of similarities to 2004 in terms of the season.
There you go. You know, it's crazy. We've always had some changes in our climate. Fancy that. So we did get a few other phone calls in. I'll go to them now. We were talking about an aggressive law enforcement response to some of our fellow InfoWarriors that were sounding the alarm in their own city about some malfeasance going on. And we have JD from Indiana on the line who said he was threatened by a sheriff concerning the Tina Peters case. So JD, what's going on with that? Tell me.
How's your day going? So I started out, I turned into the show and I heard this case about a woman who was bringing light to election fraud out in Arizona and how this judge called her privileged and all of this nonsense. And, it just stirred me and made me so angry. You know, like, God, put it on me to call out there and tell them that they were wrong. And I did. So last night I'm working in my basement and I get a call and I ignored it. And so I get back to it because I'm doing concrete. And the next, I call it back, and it's the sheriff out in Colorado, and he's trying to tell me that out in Colorado, they have different speech laws, how I'm not allowed to, and I said, I did nothing violent. I called for no violence. I said, so he goes, but we have different speech laws, and at that time, I get angry and irate, because I'm like, you're calling me, you're violating my rights to call me, to tell me I don't have the right to call a public official and tell him that he's wrong for putting a woman in jail who asked a question and who followed the information that she was given to show that there was election fraud, and you put her in jail and you wanted to lecture her about her privilege? People like that are the reason why people that come from the projects like me get out of the projects, because they're good people.
Yeah.
And people like that, Judge, are people that keep people like me where we're supposed to be, just like the caller called about his town. That's everywhere. I got put in jail for 3 days for asking a medical question, because in this town, our judges are corrupt. We have a judge named Judge McCord here in this town who will put anybody, if they're disabled, he puts them in jail. We have police officers that sit around and say, oh, we'll just make up the rules. They are what you say they are. That's happening everywhere, and lawyers don't care. They will not stand up for you, and they will not help you or represent you at all. The only thing that we have is to peacefully resist and stand up, and every single time they sell us something, run our mouths to them, just like that. Last night, I called back to that judge's office, and I told him once again, peacefully, that he's a piece of crap and that they're all commies.
Peacefully told him he sucks.
That's right. You're terrible. You don't scare me. Your judge doesn't scare me, or your sheriff doesn't scare me. He has no power over
me. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. JD, let me just interject, because in case people didn't see, this judge was so sickening. If you have not seen the clip of him sentencing Tina Peters, please watch, because I think it's important to see what she endured. She was brave. She stood up for all of us. She stood up for election integrity. She followed her oath to protect the sanctity of the elections, and she has the evidence that they won't allow people to see that there was funny business that happened. But in this sentencing, this woke judge, because we don't have two tiers of justice, we have no justice at all. He said that he has drug addicts stand before him. He has alcoholics stand before him. And, you know, people that have an extensive criminal history. And, you know, he understands that she's a Gold Star mom, and he understands that she recently lost her husband on top of that. But she, because she's not a drug addict, because she doesn't have alcoholism, she's privileged. Or in other words, because you're white, you're privileged. And so therefore, that's why I'm going to sentence you to 9 years. It's so maddening, and we cannot forget about Tina Peters. And thank you, JD, for being brave enough to call this judge and tell him what a piece of you know what he is. You know, make sure you're protected, though, because they will find any opportunity to come grab you on, because we have no justice. So just be careful, JD.
Well, if they would have done that, they would have done that years ago, because I've been doing this for like 3 years. I don't care. I don't go on Facebook. I don't go on Twitter. I go directly to them. I call their lines and I run my mouth. And if I have an opportunity to get in their face, I do.
Yes.
And that's what we all have to do.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you're right. We all have to step it up. JD, thank you for your phone call. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
It inspires some other folks. I want to take one more call at least before I go, because all these calls are coming in. I wanted and put out there that I want to hear from you about what woke you up. Your thanks to Alex. Let's go to Sean in California.
Good morning, Crystal Lee. How am I coming in?
You're coming in great, Sean. Good morning.
Excellent. And sorry to hit you with back-to-back calls, but the topic, you know, I just couldn't resist. For me, it's kind of a similar situation. I'm not much younger than Alex, only a few years. Us Gen Xers, when we go to church, our elders around the campfires at church outings for the young men, they would talk about these issues, you know, the veterans from the Vietnam War, or Korea War, World War II. And then later on, as a Marine reservist in my boot camp, you know, you get the lessons from your chaplains and senior drill instructors. In my case, mine served in Desert Storm, Desert Shield. So the red pills for me were coming along. And for me, it's just every, you know, incident just calls out that I got to get more involved and get things, you know, get more active. 9/11 was kind of where I first started putting up Iraq war flyers, because Iraq was not Afghanistan. And so I knew that right there was, I already knew it was a false flag, thanks to Alex's work and Will Cooper and other people. But, you know, that they were diverting it to Iraq, you know, as in the PNAC document, it was like, you know what? People got to know. And so, you know, you pass out flyer, you do what you can. And then Sandy Hook, which I saw them as they're going to use that as a gun grab, because remember, Barack Obama told Putin he'd have more leverage in his second term, and Sandy Hook occurred after Barack got reelected.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big thing. And, you know, it's gone on and on. And, you know, the thing is, all the great callers have been calling in with different issues. And if we got time for it, I want to touch on that. But the thing I'm seeing that's concerning me is that I do during my work when I have downtime, just to kill some time. If I'm not reading a book, I'll do some surveys on the internet, you know, get some points for gift cards and things. I'm noticing the current political surveys I'm doing, they'll ask my opinions about different Democrats, big names, from Newsom to Schiff to Kamala Harris to Joe Biden, if I approve of their job, da-da-da. And naturally, I don't. But I noticed in these surveys, they'll ask about Hillary Clinton twice, early and then at the end of it, what I think of her performance.
Interesting.
And that's kind of weird for these paid surveys. And these are connected to like Parker Brothers Monopoly games, Scrabble, Hasbro, you know, Marvel Comics, stuff like that, pop culture stuff. So, you know, there's legit money in them. They're trying to seed the something for Hillary, you know, and it doesn't set right with me because almost all the players from the Clinton era are there in D.C. right now, except, quote unquote, Hillary. You know, the Clintons are kind of behind the scenes. So I don't know if they're going to do something crazy, you know, with the rest of October ahead of us, but I'd keep an eye on the Clintons, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we always have to keep an eye on the Clintons. They have such a record of killing everybody around them. But thank you, Sean, for sharing your call. Appreciate it. And want to remind you folks that I'm going to try and take as many calls as I can just to hear from folks like I did this morning with my mother about the impact Alex has made on their life and waking them up and getting involved and having critical thinking and just how that's had a ripple effect on so many things and so many lives. And so feel free to call throughout the show to share your story. As I said, you know, I am so grateful for InfoWars and for the crew. And, I'm from Ohio. I'm an Ohio Midwestern girl that moved out to Texas, and this is the family I ended up with. I don't have any other family here, so I really appreciate you as the callers and the crew here, and the opportunity to speak truth and be authentic and all of that. So it helped me. It was the push I needed to get out of the regime media propaganda puppet machine that I was part of for so many years, and I thought was what I wanted, but obviously, that didn't turn out well. So what we have coming up is Kathy Barnett, who recently discovered how much she thinks Alex Jones is great. She didn't know. She was told he was awful person and kind of fed into that lie. But Kathy Barnett is the former senior advisor to the election campaign of Vivek Ramaswamy. She ran in Pennsylvania against Dr. Oz. So might want to get her thoughts on that. And has an incredible story of being born in an unlikely situation, product of a rape, but rose above to be a force to be reckoned with in the conservative movement, breaking all narratives, going the counter narrative queen is Kathy Barnett, and she's going to get to join us just after this.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private labeled again by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen, they sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full-spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.